Sports Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. He's back. And it's the witching hour, or the ducking hour, so trick or treat us at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630. And this year, I did buy all the candy one could imagine they would need. I bought it 2 weeks ago.
How much is left?
A lot, most of it.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Maybe about 95%. But if we don't get little tots trick-or-treating, I expect
there goes your diabetes.
I expect to gain 10 pounds.
At least.
And need insulin. I don't really have that big a sweet tooth. I like, you know,
It's there, I'll eat it. That's the problem. I like grease better than I like fat.
Yeah,
there's the
downstairs marketing team here. They're on the first floor, the seller marketing team. And they have a big table that their admin keeps filled with candies and treats and stuff all the time. And there's a little machine that can dispense candy corn right now. And I always have, you know, maybe a few peas. I just take a few pieces right after lunch and go upstairs. That's all. That's all I need. I don't need like a pound of it. Because I know it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get that horrible sugar rush where you feel your heart racing and then everything crashes and you have to go to bed. And, you know, I like a little more consistency in my life. But you can buy Halloween candy on eBay. A little late. I don't think, you know, I think it's a little late now, but.
Well, right now, Griff, we're going to go to Dallas, Texas for
Betsy's
Briefs. Hey, Betsy, take it away.
Today, I'm going to let you in on some of eBay's best-kept downloadable secrets. Now that Markdown Manager has been rolled into Promotions Manager, you want to use this handy tool to its fullest advantage, right? So you need to know what kind of promotion to use when, and you also want to know exactly how to create that type of promotion. Well, fret no longer, because you can have all that info at your fingertips linked from a single web page, namely ebay.com/promotionsmanager. Scroll down to the bottom of the page to where it says View Our Helpful Guide and start by clicking the View Guide button, then download and save the resulting PDF. Next, just above the guide verbiage under the words Choose from Several Promotions Types, click on Order Size Discounts, Markdown Sales Events, Shipping Discounts, and or Codeless Coupons for more downloadable PDF tutorials. You'll be putting the pro in Promotions Manager in no time. Mm. Find it all at ebay.com, Promotions Manager. Now, back to Griffin Lee.
Thank you so much. Betsy, what are you wearing?
What am I wearing? Well, I'm wearing a fabulous pumpkin hat with green hair extensions and ghost earrings with a spider earring accent and my ugly Halloween vest that I got on eBay.
Ah, it sounds like fun.
Thank you, Betsy. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Gina from Des Moines, New Mexico is on the line with us, classy souls. Hi, Gina. You have a lot of patience. Thanks for calling back. We couldn't take her last hour.
No problem. Hi, Griff and Lee.
Hi there.
Hello.
Griff, I just wanted to thank you for talking with, I think it was Ariel, the lady about international shipping, because I just keep going back and forth between global shipping, and I think, oh, I think I'll go out of it. And then all those things that you say, it's like, no, I think I'll stay in it. And what I've noticed is really by the time, unless it's Canada, the prices, I can't ship as cheap as global shipping is cheap, is shipping over to Europe. So it doesn't do me any good to ship internationally myself. I'd like to see more international sales, but really I think global shipping is cheaper, maybe except for Canada, to, you know, ship global shipping than just me shipping it myself. That's not really why I called, but I wanted to comment on that. And
that
I
was Arvidel. I think it was Arvidel.
Well,
that
was, what was it? Who was it?
Arvidel, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I wanted to talk about active content.
Sure.
And I wanted to mention, you said, well, you know, why aren't people changing that? And this weekend I completed individually, manually changing the code that was from a third party. I was not able to change it bulk edit. It was a scrolling gallery, and I had to eliminate it individually, manually. And so what I've noticed, though, as I've been researching for solds when I'm listing, is tons of listings come up with that having to click to see full description. Yeah. And I didn't want a buyer to have to make one more click to get to see all the details of my item. And I was determined to get the last 160 items free of that code that was in there, and thankfully I was able to do it. But I think you were saying I don't know why, and I think what happens is when they don't see that their items have been ended, if there's no like extreme action by eBay, yeah, I don't even know that they know that that's how their listings are showing up.
Yeah, and there's a special little tool that I think most sellers might have missed, or some sellers, which is when you're listing or revising an item, directly, just over the area for the description on the right-hand side, there's a thing that says the mobile-friendly checker. And if you click that, it's a little bit of a misnomer, because it's not just for mobile. When you click it, it shows how, and there's usually the viewport tags that have to be added. You can add, it can immediately fix your listing for, so it's optimized for mobile. But there's a tag there also for active content and
non-compliant links.
And if you check that, it'll point out what they are. Another interesting thing, and I think a lot of people aren't getting this, and I apologize on behalf of eBay for not making this clear. Did you know that those scrolling galleries are now, even if they're HTTPS links, they're no longer allowed? This is going to be news to a lot of people, and I don't think we've been very clear about this, because I still see them in listings. Those scrolling galleries are now considered a link violation. Even if they're HTTPS, they're not allowed, and people are still using them, and you got to take them out.
Well, they weren't, a scrolling gallery was not showing up in my listings, yeah, but you were also having to click through to see the details. And I just didn't, you know, even if it wasn't showing up, I wanted it out of there.
Of course.
It really took two different tools or URLs. One was I saw listings in Overview in Seller Hub.
Sure.
And there was a different number that came up in iWays, which is the other URL which shows, you know, active content, non-compliant links, et cetera. And I really had to use both of those. They didn't seem like I was getting the same number or the same results. But finally, they both agreed there was zero left. And so I was happy to get those fixed. So
sure.
I think I'm never going to do this again, because I opted into that and then opted out. And
yeah,
it's like if eBay changes one more thing, it's just one more thing I have to undo, which I wouldn't have had to undo if I had just left it alone.
Sure. Yeah, that's true.
And I think they're great ideas, some of these things, but they haven't helped me. I've had to make more changes when I've implemented an idea somebody had. I had changed everything to economy and priority shipping, adding those two options, and now I had to go through and find everything so it, you know, would meet guaranteed delivery. I had to pick a specific carrier, and if I hadn't changed those back or out of a specific carrier, I would not now have to change them, you know, back. So I think I feel like I'm costing myself time just by trying new things. But I think you have to try new things, and then you can say, oh, I don't ever want to do that.
You absolutely have to try it, though.
Yeah, and the point is not to try it on all of your listings. It's always good to, you know, do an incremental test to find out.
It's true, but, you know, Griff, I'm kind of like all or nothing. I can't help it, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, well, which ones do you do, and then which ones did I do, and so anyway, that's just how it's gone for me. But I agree. I think a small test is a much better idea. I just hadn't done it that way.
Sure, yeah.
You might want to consider though.
Is there a way to quickly find which items might still have a non-specific carrier, like the ones that just have economy or just have priority, economy or expedited. Is there a way to do that in bulk, editor?
Not, you mean find them? No, I don't know of a way to do that. I played around with different things to find it, and it's just not easy to do. And there's no tool to do that.
Yeah, that would be helpful, because I know that's the other area. I still haven't heard from anybody about guaranteed delivery, so I don't know. You know, I don't know where I am in that. No one's ever contacted me. I've had a few other sellers say that also, that they don't know where they stand with guaranteed delivery. They never got an email either.
Yeah, I think if you haven't received an email, then you haven't been rolled in yet. It's a gradual rollout, so.
Okay, I won't worry about it then. Yeah. All right, well, thanks very much. That's all I got.
Well, thank you
so
much.
Okay, Gina, thank you for calling in. We always learn something.
Absolutely.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And speaking about shoes, Treetorn is celebrating the 50th anniversary of their classic Nylite tennis shoes. And to commemorate the occasion, they've teamed up with 50 artists from around the world, Griff, asking them to express themselves on the ultimate blank canvas, of course, a pair of Nylites, right?
Yes.
The resulting art sneakers are going to be on display November 4th and 5th at Complex Con in Long Beach, California. As of yesterday, they're also up for auction on eBay, where you can see and bid on them at ebay.com/Treetorn, T-R-E-T-O-R-N.
This open phone segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com. Coming up, today's closing segment of eBay Radio. Don't miss it. We'll be back in a moment with more of eBay Radio.
You've sold it. The buyers paid for it. Now you've got to ship it. Not to worry, because you've got Endesha. Endesha lets you process orders, purchase postage, and print shipping labels super efficiently so you can get back to selling and growing your business. To that end, with Endesha, you can brand labels with your logo or message. To help you meet eBay's on-time shipping requirement, Endesha automatically posts back tracking numbers so you and your buyers can check on packages en route, note acceptance scans, and watch for timely delivery. Endesha grows with your business, too, from Endesha Premium and Endesha for Mac to Endesha Professional. They all have access to discounts on postage from major carriers, saving you money as well as time. Try Endesha for free with a 30-day trial at Endesha.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 429.
When you list your item, you want the buyer to find it. Sherry Smith is a longtime eBay educator and known on eBay as Gino4603. She says besides the keywords and price, pictures are also important.
You want them to be higher resolution so that when people zoom in, they can really see the quality of it. You want your first one to show everything about it. If it's a designer person, you have the dust bag and the little manual that comes with the Louis Vuitton and everything that it comes with, showing the first picture, because they'll see that in search results. And eBay likes it when you have at least 6 pictures that are high resolution.
Stay connected to all 3 eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And today's closing segment is brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time.
So, if nobody calls in with the secret word, I'm going to tell what the secret word is in just a couple of minutes. It can only be used today.
Can only be used today, and there is a bag involved.
Yes, you're going to give away this wonderful sling bag.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's like a $40 value.
I mean, right, and it's got the eBay logo on it. It's brand
new. All you
have
to do is call. I mean, geez, it's not like we're asking you to do
888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630 for crying out loud.
Or I'll just take my bag and go home.
Yeah, really, for crying out loud. It's only good today.
Jeez.
So if the phone doesn't ring in the next minute or two, so the crew says I got to call it. So if I give out the secret word, they're telling me I have to call in to do it.
Really? All right.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's worth playing, but if you want to play,
I don't know.
Oh, the wonderful, wacky world of radio shows.
Mm-hmm.
So, what were we going to talk about? Oh, it's time to do our thing. Yeah, let's do them quick. So, Steel City, eBay, and Amazon and e-commerce sellers group meetup will happen on November 3rd. That's Friday from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at the Eaton Park Restaurant in Homestead, Pennsylvania. And the topic's Q&A plus networking with your fellow sellers.
Oh, so I'm going to have to do the second one. Okay, here we go. November 7th.
What happened?
Oh, John put me on already.
Not yet, John. Anyway, it's the Surf's Up eBay San Diego Sellers Group Meetup. It takes place November 7th, Tuesday, from 6:15 to 8:45 p.m. at the Poway Royal Estates Clubhouse in Poway, California. And the topic is getting ready for a wild and successful November and December. New sellers are always welcome.
eBay sellers in the Denver Metro.
The sellers in the Denver metro area, that happens on November 11th. That's a Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. This is at Perkins Restaurant and Bakery in Denver, Colorado, and the topics will be holiday shipping and returns. And please bring your ideas for our Christmas meetup.
Then on November 14th, the Bay Area eBay Sellers Group Meetup is happening at eBay headquarters, Building 7. That's Griff's meetup group.
Yeah.
And that is going to be from 7 to 9 p.m. And the topic is roundtable discussion with your fellow sellers.
Should be fun.
Yes.
The New England eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup will happen on Sunday, November 19th, from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Roundabout Diner Lounge in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And the topic will be the 2017 Fall Seller Update. Special guest, Bobby Miller from Seacoast Bargain. And I want to give a little shout out for all our friends in New England who are still without power.
Oh.
Yeah, they lost their power. Lots of people from the storm lost their power yesterday, and the summer's still out. So
wow.
Hang in there.
Minnesota Online Sellers and eBay Sellers Group Meetup is going on Sunday, November 19th, 7 to 9 p.m. RK Consulting and Sales Warehouse, Ham Lake, Minnesota. Product Sourcing Workshop. They're going to be breaking down a random pallet of unmanifested goods from a major retailer. They're going to document it, sort it, grade it, analyze the overall value. They're going to have coffee and snacks. They ask that you please bring a chair if you feel you need one.
I want to stand for 2 hours.
Okay, so it didn't work with me calling in.
All right.
So let's pretend I'm calling in.
Ring, ring, ring. Hi, caller. What is,
Griff. I think I have the secret word.
You think so, huh?
I think so. I have the secret word.
Okay, tell us, would you?
I think it's apocalosyntosis.
That sounds close enough, babe.
That's it.
And so, what does it mean?
It means the act of being turned into a pumpkin.
There you go. Something I go through every night.
We want to thank you so much for calling in with that.
Yeah, thank you so much, babe.
New York gal calling in.
You know something?
What?
If we can't get callers, we'll just make stuff up.
Oh, I know. Okay, let's make stuff up.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Okay, we'll make stuff up.
Well, it's too late anyway.
Yeah,
the show's almost over. Maybe next time.
We could have, though.
We could just be really.
Well, we could do that on April 1st.
We'll do the whole show
with just bad information.
Yeah, everything is false, right?
Everything.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Of course you can put those links in your listings. Come on, people.
Oh, you want to have active content. It's active. Why would you, when you have stale, dull, static content?
Oh, my.
Yeah. Oh, you want to use lots of links in your listings. Right? Oh, I love it. Yeah, and you don't want to be top rated. You want to be below standard.
Absolutely, all the time.
Because if you're below standard, it's like running below the radar. No one's going to know what you're doing.
Really? So. And if you're above standard, everybody's going to be buying your stuff. You know?
Yeah, because we're going to boost those in search. Yeah, so this is the preview for our April 1st show. Don't tune in.
Exactly.
Whatever you do.
So three very quick things. I'm going to read them very quickly.
Audrey
Gertz's offers three best practices for improving your customer service in eBay for Business.
Cool.
Number one, always acknowledge your customer. Answer your buyers in a timely manner and ship their items quickly. Note that you'll need to keep all pre-sale communication on eBay.
Right.
Number two, put yourself in the buyer's shoes. Mind your listing accuracy, package with care, and if you can, add a handwritten note or other personal touch. And number three is offer solutions fast. Prioritize buyer concerns, and remember, politeness goes a long way. People are more likely to mirror behaviors they receive.
Right.
You can read the entire post at ebayforbusinessblog.com. Well, Griff, we'll see you on Thursday.
On Thursday, I'll be here. Will you be here?
I will be here for eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
That would be totally cool.
We'll do a show. It was fun today. Thanks.
I thought so. All right, then. So this segment was brought to you by ShipWorks, helping you ship more in less time. We'll be live again on Thursday, November 2nd, with the Ask Griffin Lee show. Don't miss it. Starts at 11 a.m., and we need you there. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
When it comes to listing an item on eBay, it literally pays to know what you've got and what it's worth. Knowledge isn't just power, it's profit. That's why you need WorthPoint. WorthPoint is the largest online resource for researching and valuing antiques, art, and collectibles. Their huge database goes back 10 years and includes more than 300 million items and images complete with realized prices. That means how much each item actually sold for, and that's just for starters. WorthPoint also offers a detailed catalog of maker's marks, patterns, autographs, and other identifiers. Plus, you get access to their extensive library of reference books and price guides. And thanks to their free mobile app for iOS and Android, you can carry the power of WorthPoint right in your pocket wherever your sourcing travels take you. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to worthpoint.com.